wake up with Saturday morning reports.
Ashley Jones is an American singer. She's been in Rwanda for 3 months now. It is her third trip to the country. She also sponsors children through the World Vision. She says she also came to Rwanda to know more about the country and write stories. Our colleague Richard Ndambaje caught up with her. She starts by telling us when she started singing.
When I was very young, I knew I wanted to be a singer. Right from being just maybe 7 or 8 years old, I knew I wanted to sing. And I wrote songs. Even as a child, I would write songs. And so it was something that I always loved to do. I grew up singing in church, in children's choir, and then youth choir. And when I was 13, wanted to play guitar. So I asked for a guitar and got one and started teaching myself. And it's just always been something that's been in me, the desire to make music.
What are the messages that are in your songs?
Well, I write most of my songs just about everyday life, about relationships and whatnot. 4 years ago, my father died, and my music changed after he died because I realized that I had a story to tell in that I wanted to tell people and began to write music for a deeper purpose. You know, wanting to express emotions like hurt and like loss and things that other people could relate to. And then when I came here to Rwanda, I realized that I could do the same thing here. I could hear people's stories and express what they've gone through and use that to share with other people. And so the story changes. What I want to express in my songs changes. Sometimes it's about love and relationships, and sometimes it's about deeper things like hurt and loss. And then now I'm inspired by this place, so I'm able to write about what I'm experiencing here.
Yeah. So for how many albums have you recorded?
I've recorded 4 albums. My first album was released in 2002, and then about every 2 years since then, I've released an album.
So what are some of the stories have you been able to send out in your songs or in your music?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that of recent years that the stories that I'm able to tell are stories of hope. Stories that no matter what you go through, no matter what you've experienced, that there is hope and that there is someone out there who has been through, that has been through the same thing. And I think that that's how music connects people, because you can feel very alone in your troubles or in your day-to-day life until you hear a song that's where you hear that someone has experienced the same thing. And so I hope that that's the main story that my music has given, is there's hope because there's someone out there who's gone through the same thing.
I want to know your take on what happened here in Rwanda.
That's a very interesting question. My take is that each person has a different story. That each person has seen the conflict here differently, and I've heard many stories from many different kinds of people, all different perspectives. And what I'm learning is that there is still more to learn. I'm learning that there is not one clear answer or one clear definition of what's gone on, but that for each person, the conflict and the struggle has been different. And that for the future, it's about coming together. And that it's about forgiveness, it's about reconciliation, and it's about working towards something better, a better and brighter future. But being able to understand the past and what's gone on, it's been very difficult because there are so many different stories.
So among all the songs that you've made, which songs that really touched you and you feel like, that you very much wanted to express yourself through this song?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the songs that I've written about Rwanda have been that for me. There's a song called Those Hills on my last album that I wrote after meeting my sponsored children that I came here to visit. And it's my love song to this country. And when I first wrote it, I was excited to share it with people back home because then I thought that they would catch the love for this country. But what has really touched me is being able to play that song here and getting people's reactions from hearing me sing this love song to Rwanda. And it's been amazing because it's for this country. I wrote it because I came here and I fell in love with the people and with and just with the heart that I, the hearts that I experienced here.
So you can bring your guitar and do me a couple of that song, just a small piece of it, and then yeah.
Very good. Okay, you want me to go get it?
Yeah.
Patches of green on hills fit to be mountains, barely beneath the clouds. The rain pours down around them, and I am overwhelmed by the beauty that surrounds me. In the face of this child.
And that was A Taste of Those Hills by Ashley Jones. Richard?